وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program for humanity. We're trying to work on ourselves, and you might ask why. Obviously, because we want to become better human beings. Better human beings not just is going to serve me well in this world, but also it will serve me well in the hereafter, where I can guarantee a position in heaven. And also it will keep people around me happy and safe from my bad actions and my bad deeds. And obviously one of these things that we need to look at and concentrate on is self-purification, purifying ourselves and our souls and our hearts, and based on the Quran, based on the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. One of the things that the Ahlul Bayt and the Quran have mentioned many times that has different effects on different levels is in fact the concept of makarimul akhlaq, the best of ethics, not just ethics. Because sometimes we discuss concepts of ethics like doing good deeds, like charity, like, you know, not backbiting people, not lying, and so on and so forth, being honest, being patient. But sometimes they are the best. They are the best of ethics and akhlaq. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he looks at this concept of the best, he says, ما يوضع في ميزان امرئ يوم القيامة أفضل من حسن الخلق. On day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings my deed and your deed, and He wants to weigh them out, He says, there's nothing better on the scale or heavier on the scale in terms of your actions, better and heavier than the best of akhlaq. The best of akhlaq. Now I know sometimes, you know, we say, oh, I'm patient. But actually, our patience is very low-level patience. Sometimes say, oh, no, I don't do this, but it's the lowest. We want the highest, the best of everything in terms of akhlaq. These are the ones that they going to tip the scale in your favor in the day of judgment. The Prophet even said in a hadith, he says, in ahabbakum ilayhi wa aqrabakum minni yawm al-qiyamati majlisa. And obviously, this is something that we all want. He says, the most beloved amongst you to me and the closest to me in heaven, in terms of, you know, that distance, he says, أحسنكم خلقا, who has the best of akhlaq, وأشدكم تواضعا, and the most humble. So the Prophet says, he keeps using the word أحسنكم, أشدكم. So there's always emphasis, not just the one that has akhlaq, because many people have akhlaq. But we want the ones that have the best of akhlaq. Imam Sadiq salamullah alayh, he was asked, what is the limit of husnul khulq? What is the limit when it comes to the best of actions and best of morals? He says, tulayyinu janibak. You have to become a bit lean, a bit not too hard, not too soft. Just, you know, just right. وَتُطَيِّبُ كَلَامَكَ, and your words have to be also good.
وتلقي أخاك ببشر حسن. And then every time you meet your brother, you meet him in a good way, in a good manner. You greet him, you smile in his face, you know, you become nice. Not to meet him with a frowny face or, you know, upset or what have you. These are the best of things. This is the limits. Now, let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. Now, so we were saying that the best of akhlaq is required for me and you, especially when we talk about the social akhlaq. And the social akhlaq, obviously, it is when I and you deal with people and interact with one another. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to do in terms of the best of akhlaq, the best of morals, the best of ethics, in terms of social ethics and morals and akhlaq, He wants us to be flexible. And this flexibility with people is actually one of the hardest things to master in terms of social akhlaq. Because we human beings usually driven by our love and hate towards things, and we apply it to people too. So, but to be flexible and lean with people is very hard job to do. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It is with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were lenient with them. If you were harsh, they would have left. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every time comes to him, a person comes to him and the Prophet says to him, you're a kafir, you're a kafir, you're a kafir, no one would become a Muslim. Everyone would have fled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the flexibility that he had, the leniency that he had with people, brought people to Islam. And Allah says, Muhammadun Rasulullah wal-ladina ma'ahu ashidda'a al-kuffar. The Prophet and his companions, when it comes to the kuffar, in terms of fights, they are very strong. They take it easy on the kuffar. However, between themselves, ruhama, they have that love, that mercy, that peace between them. Adillatan ala al-mu'minin, when it comes to the mu'minin, they are even extra humble. So a person needs to learn leniency as much as he can in terms of social akhlaq. Because without leniency, we won't be able to deal with people in the right manner. Amir al-Mu'mineen in Nahj al-Balagha, he uses the example of the camel's baby. He says, be like the camel's baby. It is too young to be ridden. Like if you ride it, you'll kill it because it's still a baby. You can't ride it. And you can't milk it either. You can't misuse it in terms of milk. So this is the kind of leniency that we have to be in between. We can't, no one can take us for a ride, nor can one use us and abuse us. So we have to be lenient with people, know how to deal with them, know how to handle them. There are times where I turn a blind eye. There are times where I use the opposite. So this kind of leniency is required in terms of social skills and social morality and social ethics. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Day of Judgment, this is the one that would actually get people most in heaven, is how lenient and how much akhlaq they have with their brothers and their sisters who share the same faith as them. There are a few more things we need to do in terms of social akhlaq, but inshallah we will leave it to the next episode. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.